As we mentioned earlier, there were celebrations today in Libya. They marked the first anniversary of the start of the uprising there against Muammar Gaddafi. And just last month, people in Egypt marked the first anniversary of their revolution. The Arab Spring is still a work in progress across the region. Just look at Syria. But still, it's been a full year now of Arab Spring in the Middle East, a good time to stop for a moment to talk about which writers from the region can help us to better understand what's been happening there. For that, we turn to John Freeman. He edits the British literary magazine, Granta.
For a long time, we had the interpreters of the Arab world who were talking to the Arab street. We had the dictators who were sort of creating the narrative of their countries, but we never really actually heard from the people. And what's so exciting about this revolution is that you're hearing from the people. And I think to go directly into the Arab world now, I think you have to kind of go back in time and read some of the novelists who are writing stories about everyday people, you know, in recent books or as far back as Naguib Mahfouz. His Cairo trilogy is a brilliant novel about Egypt. And you get a real sense of the humor and the warmth, the sarcasm in his books. And I really hope people go back to him, because I think if we only read what's happening right now in Egypt, I think there's a sense that we could be in the eternal present tense.
John, you must look at a lot of things that are happening in the literary sphere. And since we're talking about the Arab world, I'm just wondering, since the uprisings there last year, have you noticed more writing coming out of places like Tunisia and Egypt and Libya?
Well, the biggest problem right now with getting books out of the Arab world is translation. There are two or three brilliant, quite eminent translators from Arabic into English, but there aren't the wide range of translators that you have, for example, from Spanish into English. But there are more and more books being published. There's an Arab Booker. University of Cairo Press has a translation of over 100 stories from Egyptian writers coming out this spring, which is really wonderful.
Current Egyptian writers.
It starts, you know, sort of 1950-ish, but goes up to the present day, and there's a lot of current Egyptian writers, and you see a huge range. One other thing I think people should really look at, there's a book called Tweets from Tahrir, which tells the story of the revolution in Egypt from January 25th onward through a sort of oral history of the tweets.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And does it read kind of a nice beginning, middle, end narrative to it?
It has a narrative to it,
wow,
actually. And, you know, and this was culled from thousands and thousands and thousands of these tweets. So, you know, Twitter literature, if you call it that,
Twitterature
is sort of Insta literature, but it does give you a sense of what the voice of people there is like.
Now, you suggested going back and digging around some of the older literature. You mentioned Naguib Mahfouz from Egypt. What about places, I mean, I don't really know any writers from Yemen or Syria. Who are the writers there who should be on our radar screen?
Very, very difficult to find them, to be honest. You know, very few of these writers are translated. And also the Yemenis and the Syrians have much more of a tradition in poetry than with the novel. There are lots of Egyptian short story writers and novelists. There are lots of Lebanese short story writers and novelists. There's a whole generation of Saudi novelists coming up. Yusuf al-Muhammad is one of them, who's quite good. He wrote a book called The Wolves of the Crescent Moon. And you get in his books, he doesn't live there anymore because he can't, a sense of the social disparity which this revolution is so pushing against. And it's very powerful, his writing.
Now, you mentioned the problem of translation, that there are just not enough good translators. And lots of times the best observers are people who actually have a foot in both worlds and do speak English and their local language, probably Arabic. Who are the writers today who are doing a really good job of reflecting on the Arab world and on the Arab Spring from outside that world?
Well, the biggest criteria in my mind is that they speak Arabic and they speak it well. There's a guy named Johnny West who published a book in August. The title of the book escapes me, but he's a fantastic reporter because he spends a lot of time in cafes, on buses. He's worked in Syria and Lebanon and Egypt for almost two decades. Mm. And he's a really terrific reporter because he is able to talk to people, everyday people, about what's happening. From what I sense about the reporting and the people I've spoken to, the people that we've published, there is a sense that the world is watching them, that there's a time limit on how long this will have the interest of the Western world. So they're very much aware of the way that revolution is being covered. And I think that's why you're going to start to see books from within the revolution, like the gentleman who worked at Google.
Right, Wael Ghanim.
Revolution,
yeah.
2.0.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has a foot in both worlds. He's from that part of the world, but he also works for Google. And the social media technology was so much a part of this revolution. I think that's going to be a very important book, because I think the model of that revolution will be exported and fought against by the people and governments.
I mean, Revolution 2.0 is both very much of the moment of Tahrir Square, but it's also a kind of memoir. I'm wondering if there's any other kind of memoir that you strongly recommend.
I mean, there's a book coming out in March by Adaf Suif, who's Egyptian, called My Cairo. And she's been going back and forth, and she's run a Palestinian literary festival for a couple years. So she's got more of a foot in both worlds, but she's constantly trying to square the Cairo that she grew up with the Cairo of today. And, you know, that the questions of home and belonging and whether you want to stay in a country, these are at the heart of this revolution because a lot of people left these countries.
Right.
There's been a major brain drain in Egypt and in Libya and Saudi Arabia and Lebanon, in many cases because of violence, torture, just the conditions that people have to live in. And a lot of writers are going to have to struggle with these questions about, you know, where do I belong? And a lot of people are probably going to wind up coming back to countries that they don't recognize.
John Freeman, editor of Granta magazine, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
We've got links to all the books John mentioned at theworld.org.